Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The DH, Ted Cox. Batting third. The right fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mike Paxton. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ben Ogilvie. Batting seventh. The catcher, Milt May. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Phil Mankowski. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burleson moves to third. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk bunts towards the mound. Wilcox fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Paxton covering, for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Scott reaches second base with a double. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn takes first base on ball four. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson strikes out. One out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle strikes out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp moves to third. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Mankowski reaches second base with a double. Kemp scores. There goes May trying to get to home. Yastrzemski throws the ball into Burleson, who relays the ball to Fisk, who tags May, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 1-0, Tigers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thompson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0-for-1 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Mankowski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobson hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 1 in the game. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. Two outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Mankowski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 1 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mankowski hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Karl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. LaFleur settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fisk moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Lynn hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-1, Red Sox. Bruce Taylor now pitching. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 2 in the game. Hobson strikes out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0 for 2 in the game. Doyle is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell is called out on strikes. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. LaFleur reaches second base with a double. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burleson hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rice strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0 for 2 in the game. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Milt May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Mankowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mankowski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mankowski takes first base on ball 4. Tim Corcoran pinch hits for Alan Trammell. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. LaFleur hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mankowski moves to second. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mankowski scores. LaFleur moves to third. It's 5-2, Red Sox. Bill Campbell now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Tigers 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Chuck Scribner now playing shortstop. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of LaFleur. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-3 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hobson. The throw from May and he is safe. Hobson steals second. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 0-for-3 in the game. Doyle takes first base on ball 4. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Burleson strikes out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Scribner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Campbell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 0-for-3 in the game. Ogilvie hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.